I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting there in that short little skirt behind the desk of that framing shop. And I was reading like I always do when it's Wednesday and it's boring and nobody comes in the shop anyway. And in you walked right through the front door. I mean, I hadn't seen you in years. It was so unexpected. Of course, the last time I saw you, you were headed off to who knows where. And I was still in high school. But that was a long time ago. So here you are, walking through my front door. You look so cute with that hair tossed back like that. And you filled out in all the right places. But so did I. I mean, that's why I wore this skirt in the first place. You came in and gave me a little bit of a flirt. I hadn't thought of you in forever. The way your hands looked, sticking in those pockets of your jeans, trying to conceal a little something from me. You were so cute. You offered to take me to lunch, but I'd already eaten. You offered to take me for coffee after work, but I didn't have the time. But you know what I had a whole lot of? Sitting in that chair at work. Time. Hours of time. Where I didn't have anything better to do. But, you know, read. So, you put your hand on mine. And you started to flirt a little bit. So I pulled you closer and got around my desk. And I threw my arm around you like I used to do. And you put your hands on my hips, which, you know, they'd filled out too. Nice and round and warm. And your hand started to creep down over my ass. And you gave it a little squeeze. Oh, baby, I'd forgotten how your hands felt. And then you started to pull up my skirt a little. Not that it was long in the first place. But then I felt your hands teasing along my panty line. And it's broad daylight. You know, anyone could walk in. And then you put your lips on my neck. Oh, God, I can still remember the way it felt. You kissing up and down my neck, along my jaw, kissing my lips. Your taste. You're a much better kisser now. Oh, God, those lips on mine. Oh. Things start to get a little crazy, though. I mean, I put my hands under your shirt and touched your back. Granted, I was, you know, hidden by you, but your back was exposed to the world. Anybody walking by could see what I was doing to you. And when my hand slipped into your pants, under the waistband of your underwear, and I got a nice handful of your ass. God. And then you started to get a little too excited, thrusting against me. My skirt riding higher, your fingers under my underwear, grabbing my ass, teasing me from behind. And then you started to get a little overzealous, and you were thinking maybe we could go somewhere and do something. Started to stutter a little bit, say, hey, you know, you should lock up for an hour or two. And I said, No, I got this. And I took your hand in mine. I took you to the back of the shop. and around the corner into my own private bathroom. And then I shut and locked the door. Oh, man. You looked so surprised. But you got into it quick enough. My skirt was flipped up. My underwear was ripped off. And it felt so good. And I was already so wet. And we started to have a little bit of fun. You kept your jeans on, and you lifted me up on that handicap bar. And when you unzipped that zipper, you pulled out that Alaskan bullworm. It was like a thunderclap. My blood fired with it, and I wiggled, and I quivered, and I trembled uncontrollably. And then you pushed that cock into me, slower than molasses in winter, thrusting against me. And it felt so good having you rail me with my legs around your hips. And then, well, you started to go harder and faster, and you're kissing me so hard. It felt so good. Oh my god. I still, those hands firm against my breasts, hard against my rib cage, gripping my ass. Thrusting into me like you fucking owned me, just like old times, grinding that thick cock against me. And I ran my hands over you, up either side of your neck, and squeezed your shoulders, and then pulled it in for an incredible kiss. I got so impatient. I just leaned forward and bit the side of your neck. That got you going. God, when you lifted me off that fucking bar and just started jackhammering into me, holding me on your waist. Oh God, I was moaning so loud. I'm sure anyone walking by could see or could hear what was going on. We were making such a ruckus, and I grabbed your shoulders and leaned as far back as I could go, changing the depth and the angle, and I started to scream. As you were tapping my G-spot so hard, and my head, my neck just rolled back, and I couldn't remember how to make it work. And you were growling as you got closer and closer as you gripped my ass. Pulling me down onto your cock over and over. Over every pulsing inch of you. Oh God, I didn't expect it. When you pulled out of me and started hot-dogging my labia. Just round up and down, and you started to jerk and shake, and then you came all over my skirt, and I was so fucking close. Oh, and now I've got nothing to fuck. And you, shaky, barely standing. So I did the next best thing I could. I shoved you back, stood up, straightened my skirt, and pushed you to your knees. You looked so dumbfounded. It was adorable. So then I hooked my leg over your shoulder, grabbed that handicap bar that was such a lovely seat before, and shoved my pussy into your face. You caught on really quick and started to lick and nibble and suck. It was so funny seeing you look so disgusted when my skirt, wet with your own cum, hit you in the face, on your forehead, and your cheek. I started to laugh, and then you growled right into the center of me. I never stopped laughing so quickly in my whole life. And then, oh God, you put your tongue in me. And I just grabbed that bar and rolled and arched my hips against your face. And then it's my cum in your mouth as I... fuck. And you with that big ass smile on your face. My cum on your chin. And I couldn't help myself. And I said, thank you for coming. And please come again. And I laughed. Setting off little orgasms in my clit. Shit, I'm glad I had that bar in my grip, or else I would have fallen down. So I slid my leg off your shoulder, straightened my skirt, snagged my panties, and handed you a towel. You got all cleaned up. I followed you back out to the main gallery again. Oh, you left with that hilarious shell-shocked expression on your face. Like, what the hell just happened? So I smiled and I waved. And then I sat down and I was laughing for the rest of the day because I had your sticky cum stuck to the inside of my skirt. Regardless, I know we're still friends.